senators emerged from a party conference after discussing what's in and what's out of the budget. Senator John Bonasick, who represents portions of the Hudson Valley, says education spending will likely be increased by over $1 billion. That's a higher amount than recommended by Governor Cuomo. It's still not known whether the governor will get his wish to have greater control over the exact school aid distributions for New York City schools and large school districts upstate, including Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse.
Do you know what the final school aid number was going to be? We heard $1 billion a few days ago.
I think it'd be a little higher.
A little higher than $1 billion?
A little higher, yeah.
Senator Jim Tedisco from Schenectady says all of the new taxes proposed by Governor Cuomo are out of the budget, including a new tax on internet sales.
All the taxes are off, $1 billion in taxes. We're going to save the constituents a lot of money. That's the bad medicine we don't need. That's what caused the governmental malpractice to make us less competitive in this state.
But Tedisco says the proposed 2 cents per milligram tax on prescription opioids might be included, but it will no longer be technically called a tax.
They're not calling it a tax, but stewardship. But that's the one thing that may be left.
Governor Cuomo has created two fixes to try to mitigate the partial loss of state and local tax deductions in the new federal tax overhaul. One would offer an optional employer payroll tax as an alternative to employees paying their state income taxes. Business owners would then pay the equivalent amount in taxes to the state, but they would still be allowed to deduct it from their taxes. The governor also wants to set up charitable trusts that property taxpayers could contribute to in lieu of paying their property taxes. They would then receive a deduction for the donation. Democrats in the Assembly have accepted Cuomo's plans largely intact, but some Republican senators are not on board, though they concede that they might end up in the budget anyway. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco calls the payroll tax option an administrative nightmare and the charitable entities foolish and misleading.
They don't work, and there's nobody who could possibly believe that by creating trusts so people could pay their $5,423 of school taxes into a trust and automatically, magically become a charitable deduction. That's not a voluntary act. You're paying your school taxes.
Several items that Cuomo had tied to the budget are not currently in the spending plan, including the Child Victims Act for survivors of childhood sexual abuse, the DREAM Act, which would provide college aid for children of undocumented immigrants, and bail reform. A uniform policy for dealing with sexual harassment in state and local governments is still in the budget, though. The details are being finalized. DeFrancisco and the other senators say there's still a chance, though, that even what's been agreed to so far could fall apart and that budget extenders could be needed.
There's still some serious things that have to be decided, and if they're not decided within time to sundown on Friday, then there's going to have to be an extender.
That's when Passover begins, followed by Easter. Senator Bonasick says there's talk of approving a one-month-long temporary spending bill to last until early May. But he says the threat of extenders can also provide impetus for warring sides to compromise before the time runs out on Friday.
It's the final chicken move where it's an extender or we get it done.
School districts immediately objected to a month-long budget extender. The New York State Council of School Superintendents says that school districts need to know how much they're getting in state aid by mid-April. They need to meet a state deadline of April 23rd for school boards to finalize the budget proposals. They'll go before voters on May 15th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.